Excellent, Chef Fede Huso. What's good, your boy Malume YouTube, and welcome back to Malume's Mic. We got Clarity 2.0.
Hello.
We got Primetime Lucas.
What it do, baby?
And today we're speaking about living within your means. I'm talking about within your means, within relationships, within friendships, within family, club culture, lifestyle, all of that.
It's gonna be a nice one.
I'm telling them what to expect, but you guys know what we always do. We got to read the previous comment before we ask them how they are.
Okay.
So last time we posted a really cool podcast, it was "Would you date your friend's ex?"
Was that the title?
That was the title.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, let me see. I don't believe this.
That was the title. But we did speak about we spoke about marriage as well.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. I think that episode is my favorite episode.
You say that every week.
I think like because it was very free.
Yeah.
It was a very free podcast. Usually I'm very structured. This time I let you just ramble.
Oh, look at you.
We're going on and on and on.
He cut his hair. Now he's a better man.
My previous comment is from Endurance. Hold on. He says, on the marriage matter, Tato maybe have people who are married and will come to the podcast to talk about these questions. So basically saying we
what
should get
say?
Like a, he's basically saying we should get like a married couple to pull through.
Yeah,
to touch on like marriage, how it's like for them,
yeah,
why they did it. Why do you regret doing
that
it?
Mistake?
Why they shouldn't have done it? I think that would be cool. I've got some couple YouTubers, Mzandile and Caesar.
Yeah.
Shout out
Sean,
Dumi and Sandy. So Sean and Ray.
Yeah.
They even have a baby. So
that's another dynamic.
That's a beautiful one.
Yeah, I'm gonna be busy with these knobs.
Yeah. Another comment from Peño says, I think the idea of marriage has been so romanticized from such a young age. We're programmed to achieve that. However, I feel like if you love your partner, you would really want to legally protect them in case of something like that happens to them through marriage.
But I get. You remember there was that one that time when we were still doing the sit down. Remember back in the day,
2 years
we had that marriage conversation where your argument was that marriage is overrated.
I did say that. I've been consistent.
But I get her chat. Yeah, it's definitely like it's one of those things. Like once you've been with somebody for that long, you really wanna like look out for them because you probably
are you looking out for them or for yourself?
For them,
just get them insurance, bro.
Yeah,
let's put them on
put them on medical aid.
Don't have to get married. But yeah, before we start, we're gonna just always do a check on the boys. You know, what have you guys done?
Lucas, I always forget to do this.
Lucas. No failed token stages.
You'd be surprised.
You couldn't have had a token stage.
Remember when we went out?
Yeah.
That one time.
Yeah.
So I tried a different strategy.
Yeah.
I decided to cast my net.
Ooh.
Wide open.
Did you get
show fisherman?
I caught, sir.
Ah.
Mm.
Beautiful.
All right.
That's not the point.
Was it hay? Was it starfish?
It failed again because I saw why I should stop it.
Mm.
And you know, I'm a better man now.
Okay.
When I see red flags,
you stay away.
You understand? Yeah. So I did that again.
The talking stage there are two.
And two is a little bit, it's a lot to handle.
So you've done two talking stages in the past 7 days. No, but it's been a while since we shot, actually. It's been like
how long
3 weeks,
been?
Actually. Yeah.
But it's actually been 3 weeks. Mm. I was asking about a week.
Yeah.
Yeah,
also in this past week too, they are talking stages.
But you know what I realized? Because we talk about this all the time.
Yeah.
My definition of a talking stage and your definition of a talking stage is two different things.
Okay, so what's your definition?
What's your definition?
Raova.
Avili.
Ravalela.
Yeah.
Just want to see if you are lying.
Lasunana.
That's how the talking stage starts.
Oh.
Le talkaga.
Intensely is a lamza.
Yeah. I don't know, yeah, but I had a decent week, a few lifestyle changes.
Okay.
Tried to improve myself.
Well done.
Tried to do better.
Proud of you.
Shut failed up. A bit.
Ish.
But we're here. Oh, I bought a rag.
Ooh.
Yeah, you guys could see.
If you guys could see.
Yeah, it looks like Starlight. Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
What about you, man, Lou?
Hey, man. Not for now. I feel like I'm going to be like a broken record because it's going to be the same thing every time. Like,
consistent.
But you know one thing that I'm enjoying, though? Like, even if it's the same thing every time, it's just how much of myself I'm learning about. And actually life. Because so many times I'm in positions where I feel like, yo, this might be the last straw.
Yeah.
Like, yo, this is getting dark. But the more I push, the more I realize that all it takes is a little bit of, like, patience and resilience. And you'll figure out what you're trying to figure out.
But now that you're speaking about that, what keeps you going?
What keeps me going is that...
Is it the end goal? Or is it like nothing else to do?
You know what it is? It's that thing of, I can't stop until I've tried my best.
But how do you define that? How do you know what your best is?
Oh, I have a due date. So I can't stop until the due date. But usually before I get there, I figured out whatever's been I've been struggling with. I built a neural network the other day from scratch.
Neural network.
Yeah, with three hidden layers. I use the ReLU on the inside and a softmax, but I know I'm saying for my data science.
ReLU and softmax.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of you think
those, those are activation functions.
You know, I know what you're talking about.
No, you have no idea.
My week, if you guys were curious.
No, I was getting there.
My week was nice. I feel like you actually crashed. Like I crashed. I was talking to Naomi about it.
Yeah.
Behind the camera. Shout out Naomi.
Shut up.
We literally, like, I was working. I think I took a break from YouTube, then I got back, and then I literally went full force, and then I crashed again.
What do you mean?
Define crash.
Like, I couldn't shoot anymore, couldn't edit anymore, couldn't work, couldn't get myself to do stuff.
Were you not creative, or you just didn't have energy?
And I was creative, I just didn't have energy.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, Naomi, dog, we need to do these things, help me get this thing done. Like, you have to press me. Because, like, even like answering an email was hard.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing, but now I'm back.
No, but I get what you're saying. I know that feeling.
I get that.
I know that feeling.
Couple talking, a talking stage.
Look at you. How's that going?
Anyway, so today's topic.
That's what happens when you get a brush cut. I love goes on when you get a brush cut.
Today we're talking about living within your means. And the first one is, what's the first one?
Let me tell you how I came up with the topic.
Yeah, let's
you want to have credit for this?
So I was living my life.
Yeah.
Get it too.
Of June.
And then I like doing projections.
Mm. Yeah.
I like seeing how much money I will need forecasting.
Mm. Yeah.
So I looked at my forecast.
Mm.
And then it was the red.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, clearly I'm not living within my means.
Yeah.
And then that was my a bit of an issue. Mm-hmm. I tried to figure out what the homies are doing about that. Are the homies living within their means? Are they trying? Have they a formula situated there?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to find it out.
So Philip, you want advice from us today?
Yeah.
He basically wants to speak.
So the first thing we're talking about is living within your means within relationships.
Wait. Before we go there,
yeah.
We're not structure.
Yeah.
I just want to answer what, like, your idea or your question. Because you asked, how do niggas do that for themselves? Me personally, I have to keep track monthly. Like, I give to keep a spreadsheet and see where I stand and how much I'm exposed.
Mm.
I wouldn't call it debt. Like, I don't really have debt.
Mm.
It's just things I pay for. I have a car. That's as much as I have. But like, you can look at like how much of what comes in and how much you're spending, where you're standing.
The principles I get, my boy.
Okay.
It's not a question of principle.
What is it?
It's simple. Mm-hmm. I have income here, I have expenses here.
Yes.
And then at the end, there's income, less expenses.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever is left there is net, profit or loss.
Yes.
I tend to be there at the negatives. So it's not that I'm not doing that.
But that means you're not using the principles.
But nah, I don't know.
Yeah, but I think Lucas will give you guys advice at the end.
Okay, so in relationships. Because clearly these talking stages have inspired my men to talk about relationships.
I don't know. Hey, that thing is tricky, eh?
What?
In relationships.
You know what the biggest problem is with gents? When we meet a girl, we always want to impress her too much.
Yeah.
So sometimes we don't show her what our means are.
Yeah.
We show her what our means
could be.
What could be.
We give her a projection.
Yeah, like, in 5 years, I could do this consistently. So then now we go ham.
Now
we'll
answer some board.
And then now we've set unrealistic expectations.
Why is it expectations?
You know,
because is it because you get them used to a certain lifestyle?
Yeah.
That they should be responsible for.
Hey, bro.
I'm asking.
I don't think it's living outside of your means when you do that. I think it might be the interpretation of what you're actually doing.
Yeah.
That's the problem. And obviously somebody's going to say that easily comes down to communication.
Mm.
But I feel like to an extent, you can't communicate everything. Remember we had a discussion about it. Sometimes it could be over communicating. Or every time I tell you, oh no, I'm taking you out for a date, but this is for today only, for the whole month. Don't push
it. Yeah, because also I need to tell a girl, like, okay, listen, so we can go to this nice place, but once a month. And then we can get ice cream, but twice a month. Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, I'm not going to reply to your messages because I'm at work.
Oh, I'm not that.
By the way, this is my first year working. I actually don't have my shit figured out. How do you say that?
It, you know, a part of me does not, like, I don't feel like everything should be communicated. I feel like, as I'm going to say this,
as a grown-up, you must be able to think.
Some things I shouldn't have to express. You can easily see, evaluate, he has expenses he's paying for. He's trying to furnish a house. He's trying to do this. He's trying to do that.
Yeah.
There's only so much one man can do. So when Tonzo Diba or Ejo, obviously the man who can see it, I can't expect him or I'm getting next week.
Girls, I just want to say the female audience, please, Chang. Paper, notes, pen.
Big notes.
Please take notes. And then send them, make a WhatsApp group and send to all your female friends or the whole content, or send them the link to this video. This is, guys don't know how to we are projecting to you guys. So yeah. You guys are hearing from your boyfriends, your bites, your crushes, how they really feel.
What's a bite?
Someone that
there
you
was,
bite
there was a question like that in the comment section. The what's a bite?
A bite. A bite is someone that you just started, you just got it to know. Talking stage.
Yeah, it's a talking stage. It's a vibe.
I think a bite is actually do with the talking stage person. It can be a lamza, a hug.
Just
a little bit.
Whoa.
That was nice.
I'm impressive.
So then how do you guys live within your means and in relationships?
I don't.
So okay, what do you mean? Speak on the queen.
you know what the thing is, ne?
Yeah.
I tend to try to over please in every aspect.
So you're a blessing. Okay.
I try to be a blessing.
I don't know if his wallet agrees with him, but
you know it's crazy because it's always that thing, that chat that we always have, that if you invite someone to a date,
yeah,
who's responsible for paying?
The person that you invited.
Who's in the invite out?
Yeah, because for example, if a girl invites me on a date, I was so surprised. Like, they pay.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, no, I invited you. I was like, what? That's crazy.
I have seen that, actually. Yeah, let me not lie on camera.
Don't lie on camera. But she might be watching.
They might be watching.
Oh, plural.
I guess going through many talking stages.
Could be one of many.
You know what the thing is? When you go to a girl, I assume you guys do the same thing.
Okay.
The same way animals do it. You try to impress.
Show an impression.
No. you try to impress. And impressing costs money.
And it's only natural for you to want to impress. Because you obviously want to set a vibe that you are a fun guy and you...
Is that what you're trying to do?
I mean, I guess.
Okay, yeah.
That you're a fun guy, you go out, you know, you want to take her out, you want to spend time with her, and you don't want to spend time, like, especially when you really, really feeling somebody.
Yeah.
You don't want to give them the impression,
it's poor here.
Apart from poverty. That's not what I was going. you want to show them that you can, to an extent,
take care of a woman.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and apart from even taking, it can go deeper than that. You don't want to make them feel like whatever.
Oh yeah, sure.
Like, come to my room or whatever.
So on that note, now, how do you guys actually show a girl if you're here for a good time, not a long time, or if you're here for a long time?
I can't.
I can't show them.
Let's do you. The thing is, I'm only here for a short
one
time.
One size fits all.
I'm here for a short time, now, but my press is for a long time.
So you basically so you make girls think that you're there for a long time, but you're there for a short period of time.
Not necessarily. Not when you put it like that.
You know, on the surface it sounds like that. You're not the problem. And I try to explain it every time. You're not the problem is, right? Being a decent oak or being like a decent person where you don't treat somebody snacks or you don't treat somebody like an object or something like that. You're not snacks. You're not a snacks person. Like, hey, how you feel if they're having an off day, hey, what's up? Or, you know, I'm just going to speak to you like I would with anybody that I care about or anybody I'm communicating with.
Yeah.
So because of that, if I but I get mixed signals.
So you're basically, saying when we treat girls like the way a human being should be treated, they think we're here for a long term.
It tends to be so.
No, you put it like that.
That's exactly what Lucas is saying. Lucas is saying when you treat a girl normally, when you have manners, when you open the door for her, when you take care of her, when you can provide for her the way you can.
I'm
a checker when you call her. She might think that you want a long-term thing, but that's just how you are as a human being.
I think it's more than that because any person can do those things. The problem is that what the homies say, what you say to her, you kind of insinuate that, hey, it's bigger than this. I want to marry you. I want to do this.
You know the saying, actions speak louder than words.
Yeah.
More often than usual, you don't have to say anything. Is what I'm trying to get.
Dog,
to.
I want, like, every time I see a girl, now I'm always gonna say like, listen, yo, this is my intention. Like, I'm always gonna be like, yo, listen, I'm not trying to see or date anybody right now. I'm trying to be non-exclusive.
Do you actively do that?
Actively tell them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When, at what point do you say that?
In the beginning.
At what point?
Yeah? In the beginning. Does never stand.
What does the beginning is? The beginning.
Like you see, you meet a girl, man. Yeah. Then from there, you do your thing. You bite. The first bite. Then from there, like you can say like, okay, cool. Yeah, so I won't lie to you. So my intentions are like, I'm not trying to be dating anybody anytime soon.
How do they take that?
They take it how they should take it, dog. Most of the time.
Yeah.
Allegedly, I've heard. Most of the time, they'll be like, oh, wait, they understand like what's going on. But then they always end up falling and asking, what are we? But I'm like, but I told you what we are.
Yeah, Mara, that only happens when you make the movie an extended edition and you don't stop it when it's meant to.
Why should the movie stop, though?
Because you have no intention of it having a happy ending.
There's an ending.
It can end happily. Thank you.
For you.
I communicated. I was honest.
What can I do? I don't know, man. You know what the thing is, man? As much as you wanna argue or not, quoting someone comes with some pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You have to actively be there.
Yeah.
You have to act. First of all, it's your time.
Mm-hmm.
You have to answer phone calls. You have to answer text messages.
WhatsApp, Instagram DMs.
Ah, yeah. She's wearing.
They send
these
things.
They send you on Twitter. They send memes.
They send you TikToks.
Hey, wait, don't send me TikToks.
That's what you know you're within. They send you TikToks.
But why not? You know, why can't we be with girls at the level of girlfriend and boyfriend without it being girlfriend and boyfriend, with us being non-exclusive? Why can't we just be happy?
It's such a huge gray area. No one wants to be, do you want to be there? I want to change this narrative. I want to change this context, the context of this discussion, because it sounds very on the surface. Let's talk about a situation with a girl who you see a lot of potential in.
Yeah.
Somebody that you look at and you're like, yes, sis, me, bro. I wanna be here for a very long time. I don't wanna go anywhere. You look like the mother of my kids.
Yeah, they're like Kumo's mom.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
When you are in that
Kumo's the name of the kid.
Yeah, hypothetical.
Hey, this guy is slow.
Hey, you threw me off.
I saw that look on your face.
Who's Kumo?
Who's Kumo?
We had to save him. But you know that moment when you meet somebody and you feel a certain, you want to take them out, you want to impress. We've all had that feeling.
That's the pressure I'm talking about.
Yes, that's the one we need to talk about. Under those circumstances, how do you then court them within your means? Because there are days where you have a little bit more money than you did.
I want you to expand.
Expand it for me.
Quoting them without any money. Because within your means is vague. Within your means, you're assuming that there's something to quote you with. Sometimes I want to say, look.
Yeah, Amara, let's be honest. Let's be jita wa tlhakants. Mo tlhakants ha wa tlhakants. How many times have you ever done something?
But if he wants to, he will, Chomi.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Sometimes he can want to, but he can't.
Matladi.
Mm.
So it's your bra.
Mm.
I know. Mm. Or, let's say, Waiti Hore, Kache Kwakena Seilone, Mara Jomi, baby, she's been having, let's say, Kuyuko Varsity, because that's the context we have.
Yeah.
And are familiar with. In varsity, you'd be like, she wrote a test today, she's having a tough day, or maybe it's a specific time of the month and she's having a period and she's not feeling well, or she's moody.
Yeah,
and there's specific sweets that she likes.
A McFlurry can come out.
Yeah, you're thinking, can you go to my baby shop?
Jelly beans.
Jelly babies.
For my baby.
Mara. Come up with a look. You know? There's nothing. And you're like, hey, Lucas, Joe, can you spare me a
14 rand.
Oh, Joe, I'm talking in the context of being a student. Sometimes, Joe, sleeper.
But it's crazy. The thing, I can't ask you for 14 rand for jelly babies when you're going through the same thing I'm going through.
No, what if I'm not?
Oh,
and most of the time your friends go through things in the different times of the month.
Mm. What if Nage Julian? I don't have to tell answer anything.
14 rand for jelly beans.
Oh, 14 rand for me wouldn't have been a problem. Mara, when you know, because it's because you want to do it.
Yeah.
And my question now is, is that quoting that person outside your means?
Yes.
You say it is.
Yes, it definitely is. You have means. You have a limited supply of whatever
capital.
You can. Yeah, capital. If you have to go ask for it elsewhere, then it's not within your means. You can't do it alone.
But I mean, my means includes my inner circle.
But now, my credit card, it includes your personal loan.
My question, because like, also like, from, because I've been on Twitter now recently. Yeah, I've been watching
on the internet. Tweets.
Yeah, sure. Five, sure, uncapped.
And I've been seeing, like, they've always been saying that, like, no, man, like, you can't say put up to the spot anymore. Like, take me out.
Yeah.
So now what happens when you meet a girl and you have your means, you're a student, your allowance is 2K, 1.5 a month.
Yeah.
You have your allowance.
Yeah.
And now she's like, yo, no, for you to see me, you gotta take me out.
Yeah.
What happens in the situation? And you know what the crazy thing is? They get the same allowance that you get.
Yeah.
If not more.
But I must take you out.
So what do you guys do in this situation? to the boys, to the young men listening to us who are seeing on Twitter the girls that they want to say, no, take me on a date.
A wise man said before.
Yeah.
There are plenty.
Oh my God.
I don't like where this is going.
There are plenty of fishies.
Is this ocean. Why you've been casting your net so much?
Should I catch one? Should I catch one that'll be okay with KFC? Once a man.
But, I'm not going to lie. No? Part of the reason right now I am not in a relationship
or dating.
Is because I only have enough for myself.
Speak on it, King.
Like, I only have enough to take care of myself because I know how I am in a relationship.
Yeah, you're a giver.
I want to spoil you. I want to give take 60%. You out.
Yeah.
And then an old bizuki, you know.
I'm a car.
I can't wait for plenty of more.
Maybe we don't get her out.
Please. But, like, I have enough for myself, and I know that
hey,
like, I'm also
enough.
I'm yeah, barely enough. What did you see my phone? Anyway, like, I have enough just to satisfy my needs
to my standard.
Because I obviously like things, and I like nice things. Gadgets are expensive, and I want them all. So right now, I can't do that for myself. I feel that I can't do that for myself and then add somebody into the equation and do that for them too. And I think
that's beautiful. So basically, yeah. So guys, the solution is don't jolla. If you can,
that thing is not easy.
Now it comes back to the other conversation we had.
I get lonely too.
And you know what happens when you're lonely?
Your niggas can't kiss you.
They can't hold you tight.
They can't hold you tight. Oh,
my niggas can't hold me tight. Anyway,
sleeping at the bed at night.
Now
only you.
But yeah, that's how I, like, within my means, I think you need to have enough room. Oh yeah, and another problem is that within your means includes, like, in a relationship includes taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
Because you can easily end up spending every last dime on sustaining the relationship when in fact you are not catering to your basic needs.
How are you doing it, Haman? He said, I heard you, King.
Yeah.
I said,
and you're not catering to your basic needs. You're not buying yourself clothes the way you meant to. You're always out on dates. You're not taking care of yourself. You're not investing in yourself.
Can you talk about how expensive a date is?
Five clipper minimum.
Five clipper?
Minimum.
Oh, I know what minimum means.
I was on a date once.
Five clipper, where?
I was on a date once, man. Yo, when I got home, I was like, damn.
Liability.
Look at my emotion. What's going on? I was like,
swipe button.
Done. Because you know, when you're having a good time, you don't really care, bro.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
That's the thing.
You order wine by the bottle.
Yeah, you're seeing a smile like, oh, do you want some more, dog?
Yeah.
Can I pour you some more?
You want dessert?
Happy good dessert records.
Can I you only plan for 1 meal?
You go, hey, the movie's closed at 10, it's still 8. You want to go catch one?
No, just to spend that extra 2 hours with her.
Can I hold busy? You look at the crew, 250, 75.
Transferring from savings. Damn. But I think to the students watching now, what I was saying, like, if, like, you know, girls are saying, like, take me on a date, all those things. I think if a girl really likes you, né, if you set your means from the beginning, she will understand what you can do. So just make sure that on the romantic side, you do a little bit more than you usually do. Like, if you come buy flowers, go pick her flowers. Pick her one rose. When you're walking from Due South to Hatfield Plaza,
steal a flower.
Pick up a flower. Pick up a flower. Check for ants. Check for ants.
You commit a crime. Yeah.
Check for ants. Off the ants. Give her the flowers.
Why do you girls like flowers?
I don't know. I think we should have
no comments.
Do you guys, anybody want to grab a mic?
Why do you guys like flowers?
It's a nice
Come closer. Let me hear.
Gesture.
Isn't a hug a nice gesture?
Why
you like flowers, Naomi?
I'm saying it's a nice gesture. Like, I like receiving flowers.
Can I tell you you're beautiful?
That's enough.
I like it.
Do you not like flowers? Guys, there's a girl in the room. Her name is Tommy. She doesn't like flowers, guys. That's very rare. Hit up in the DMs.
I don't know. I think flowers are an illusion.
Oh my God.
I get it. Flowers, you know, flowers are beautiful. Girls like nice things. Flowers are beautiful. Yeah. I get it.
And what I think more than anything, right, what I feel like, my interpretation of it, is that it's more of a thing, like you thought about me. And yeah,
there's other ways to do that.
Hey, that's not for you. There are other ways to also do it. Like, it's about her, also, how she's receiving the message.
Yeah. I get it.
Not how you sending it.
Hey, it's not like I don't buy flowers.
Mm. I read.
Well, you know.
I'm kidding.
Also, like when you quote a girl that you can afford also, hey, Oaks?
There's that.
Like, what does that mean? I don't know what that means, dog.
There's
I know the goals, like some goals that you go for, she can buy herself flowers consistently. She buys her things consistently. Buys herself things consistently. Now you're gonna come inside and she wants things, the things she likes, you can't afford them. Dog, this goal's not for you, bro.
It's Marana.
Every day fish in the ocean.
So how do you guys feel when your hands always say, I want flowers every day? You don't buy her flowers, you guys don't care.
I buy flowers. Hey, she wouldn't have said it twice. But what I wanted to say is, guys,
within your means.
No. Apart from within your means, ne. Hey, Jumara, there's a certain level of maturity that is necessary in a relationship.
Yeah.
Honestly, I can't be the hand that gives every other day.
Yeah.
Then you exhaust these, and it builds a weird, unsettling feeling inside of you.
And the things that guys won't communicate how they're feeling.
It's very hard for our pride. In as much as you, like, people will say communicate, our pride more often than usual never allow us to say, baby, I can call you, or I go call you, or I'm like, I'll never be able to say that.
I can't afford you.
But at the same time, I don't want to lose you. How do I?
I just wish women, like, because the things that a girl that goes out with you, and she can see what you can do.
Yeah.
If she's been with you for 2 months, she knows what your capabilities are. And you know what she can do. So we're not saying match what we're doing, or we're gonna match what you do, but then do what you can do within your means.
Yeah. Meet me halfway.
Yeah.
Like, Joe, Hickensy, let's say it's mid-month. Or maybe it's mid-month and Kofiso was or Joe Bambut Kitaisakole was a VC Mambut Zora di Briggy Ban Tansi Chenji we get right now. Why is it horrid, Joe? I didn't have
that 3,000.
And even if I did, right, I took a knock.
Yeah, you took a 3K knock.
I'm 3K. Whatever my what do you call the thing?
Your cash flow.
My worth was.
Net worth is
3K less now. And at that moment, hey Joe, if you, like, let's say, let's make it, let's take this example home. You as my homie, right? If Matladi, you tell me, yo, I just spent 3K on breaks. And then tomorrow I want to go watch a movie. Doctor Strange is out. And I'm like, yo, Matladi, let's go watch Doctor Strange. I'm not expecting Matladi to take out money for that thing, because I already know what we're writing.
Yeah.
And I can think for myself and be like, okay, I want to go out and do this and I want him to come along. So, vele, tshwantseke
motlhagantse. Yeah, thanks.
He doesn't need to tell me that again.
Yeah. And this actually brings us to the point of living within your means within friendships now.
True.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I feel like it's easier to communicate within friendships.
So much. This is why I always say relationships must be friendships.
Since tonight, no, listen.
I can I own.
I'm studying. I had to buy textbooks. I'm taking myself to school. I can't. I'm going to test.
It's so much. It's crazy how easy it is to communicate in a friendship.
That's the tricky thing. Why is it so hard with someone that you quote it?
You're afraid to lose them.
I wouldn't say afraid to lose them.
No, you definitely are afraid to lose them. You're afraid that they're gonna judge you. They're afraid that they're gonna look at you different when you tell them. Yeah, pride and grit comes from fear.
Also, you know the crazy
thing?
You're
afraid of what's gonna happen.
There's so many guys out there that have money.
Like, that's the thing, my boy.
Yeah, you understand when I say fear? We are so afraid because so many, and part of the reason why I'm not on Twitter,
yeah,
is because it's all these fictional standards.
Yeah.
That people put up because baburile,
the must.
Baburile, and all of a sudden they decide that I'm not trying to talk to me.
Yeah.
Why not do talk to me?
What are you doing?
Where's your accountability in this whole situation?
But you guys mustn't be scared to ask girls. Like, you must be like, yo, okay. Like, I understand you saying you want these things from me. Nah? You want this. I want that. But what are you giving me?
Oh, no, there's definitely that.
It's but also as gents, give and take, as gents, also, do you guys say what you guys want from girls? Like, do you say like, yo, I really like a haircut this weekend, or like, yo, a six pack of Black Label? But you guys don't say what you want.
I've never said it. Nah,
the thing is, because I have certain expectations, I know you won't do anything about it.
low expectations.
Very low expectations.
Yeah.
So why?
Do you understand how concerning that is?
You think so?
It is very concerning.
Let me give you guys advice now, based off of my long-term, practical. Experiment.
You're the pro, yeah.
This thing I called it an experiment.
Yeah. No, like if you genuinely like tell a girl what you like, what you want, what you want to do, like yo, I like these things. 9 times out of 10, she'll actually will do it because girls are actually very like giving creatures. They're loving creatures.
But you know the thing is,
yo, I can't wait till I tell a girl, yo, Mara Galix, you are checking your car.
You'll be surprised.
No, I agree
you
with
you. You might stay for a year and your birthday next year you get a new Galaxy Watch.
If it's our regular spaceship, please give a guy did it.
Demand.
Regular spaceship.
No, no, I'm taking it to the stars.
I don't know, hey.
Because it's so crazy because we will go through hell and back for whatever she wants. Every time, Joe, we will fight.
Remember what Lucas used to do in university?
I know.
Speak on it.
I'm speaking on it. Oh, Joe, we are dude,
that in university. Lucas didn't have any money. Start with that.
In university, Lucas was in a relationship with a girl.
I mean,
and this girl lived a very nice lifestyle. Soft life. She drank a Sauvignon Blanc. Sauvignon Blanc.
Do you know I still drink it? Yeah. And she put me on. Wow, what a fucking day.
Anyway, my point is Lucas would basically eat from us the whole Monday to Friday. He'd eat lunch at Matadi, dinner at me.
Yo, he would eat at
Alan Rowe used to buy groceries every month.
save money. Friday, he buys her flowers.
My boy's in a hotel.
Two bottles of red wine. He goes to a hotel. Chose a soft life.
Yo, Lucas used to eat Wimpy every day.
Living outside of his means.
Every day.
My boy will buy his party for the whole day. So you can buy the baby flowers on Friday.
No, but I've always been good with my money. It's just that obviously Hojola, you need to be
what?
You can't justify this.
A little bit oblivious to your budget.
It'll come back again next month.
Hey, but whatever you give comes back in tenfold.
That was one in
my
boy.
My cup runneth over.
Hey man. No, even when it's at the break. Oh my god. Hey, what a beautiful experience.
Hey, you're rubbing me today, dog.
Hey, Marajo, this is a...
Hey, yourself, dog.
Anyway, but yeah, I think when we touched on the friendship one, I think that is an important one because... And it goes back to what I said earlier about relationships need to be... Like, the premise of it needs to be a friendship. Like, if it starts off like that, like... I feel like this kind of communication that we have as friends would be so much more, like would go such a long way in a relationship.
But you know, it takes time to get to that point with a woman, bro.
No.
Because I've seen myself get to that point with girls where I can openly say, yo, babe, well, there's 7K left and there's still 30 days and what, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, like the point where you speak money.
Yeah.
But like, dog, you know how long it takes to trust a woman to tell her how much money you have?
Nah, that's what it is. It's more than communication.
Yeah.
You can communicate how much you have. You can show her a bank statement.
Mm-hmm.
It's understanding. Understand.
Do you understand?
But
now I'm not 3,000. They see 3,000. It doesn't matter.
I can say my nails. I can say two outer bar sessions.
Also, I do understand where women are coming from.
Yeah,
it's the same thing. Actually, you go looking for certain qualities within someone. Mm. They do the same. So if you can't. Someone else will.
Yeah,
that's how it goes.
At that point, I just want you guys to understand. We understand that there's girls who we can't afford, and it's okay for them to stay at that standard. We understand that. We're not saying all girls must, because if you have your standard, I hope you can maintain it yourself. But even if you can't, that's your standard. We understand.
Yeah,
we're just saying how we feel.
Yeah.
I keep saying every week, everything is our opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need a disclaimer at some point.
Eh? Yeah, no, we must disclaim every episode.
Yeah.
These are our individual. Opinions.
And we're learning.
And we're still refining them.
Yeah. And we are learning. The comment sections are very important.
Yeah.
So please comment if you don't agree. Comment if you agree. Yeah, comment whatever. I read them all. I reply.
I got some perspective on the marriage thing as well.
Yeah.
It's not beyond... I thought it was just transactional. But for some people, it symbolizes something.
Yeah.
And sometimes you need symbols. The same way you need milestones. we did this. For some people, it's important. I got that understanding from the comment. So it is very important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out. Thanks, guys.
Then how do you guys live within your means?
We don't.
Within the club. Because you know, at the club. Let me tell you guys.
Okay, go.
Go.
Clearly.
I'm joking. I'm joking.
I'm joking. Why am I like, yo, let me tell you.
For me, it's a quick story.
Yeah.
Something is wrong with alcohol.
That shit is laced.
With alcohol.
You can go to the club. You can say, today I'm spending 2.2 or today I'm spending 1.5.
Yeah.
You spend 1.5.
In the first 30
it's 10
minutes.
O'clock. It's 10 o'clock. In the first 30 minutes. It's 10 o'clock now. Now, everyone's looking each other in the eyes. And everyone's living at 2. So there's still 4 hours.
The first 30 minutes is 1.5.
Also, mama, papa, when I say 1.5, I mean 1.5 divided by 8 of us. Yeah, not me, one person. Like 1.5, the budget for the
I would never
group.
Do that.
1.5.
When you spend that 80 on the hotel.
Yeah, no.
No, no, no. But something is definitely wrong with alcohol. Like,
yeah.
Because the thing is, you go in. I remember we had a, when was it? Were we still in varsity days?
Yeah.
We would say we go into the club, and before we went, we'd withdraw cash.
Yeah.
As a limit. I mean, I only have this, so I must make sure that the bottle and the tip is included.
Yeah.
Cell phone banking, my boy.
All it takes is one guy to have his card. One Capitec card inside. Everybody's broke.
Yeah. You guys go, okay, dog, let me send you money, your swipe, man. It can be the same thing.
You're like, okay, Jomara, Jobana.
You got it by three.
You're like, Jobana, Homana, Tejo, Bona, no refedile. I think another bottle, I got. 10 minutes
later, shh.
Yeah. Oh no, you surprised. 2 hours.
2 hours, the Azul.
I've never drank Azul in my life. That's not paint, false narrative.
No, no, that was a joke.
My mom watches this thing.
My mom watches this too.
Yeah, she'll think that you're drinking Azul. And then now within family? Like,
no, you didn't even finish the club.
The moment you decide to go there, you are not living within your means.
Yeah.
Actually,
no, unless you got some money to blow.
No, yeah. You shouldn't.
Actually, I remember the one time when we were second year, a while back.
Yeah,
we got some money.
Oh yes,
you gotta make it.
Yes. No, I made the first time.
You made it the first time. I remember as students, we dropped a few bags.
Hey, we dropped bands in the club for students. Joe, we went club hopping, and every club we bought a bottle.
I remember there was a day we were all together, and you guys were waiting for this payment to come through.
Yeah.
Dreads was about to enter the taxi.
Going home.
Very far. One of you guys screamed,
hey, Kenny!
Went to the club same time.
We have a video, that Money Today video in my room.
Yeah.
With a bottle of Gordon's on the fridge.
Damn.
That was the, we were preparing to go out.
Ah, damn it.
Wow. Yeah, but that was not living within your means, because catch us a few months after, it was tough.
Yeah.
Noodle boys.
Ew. Vienna boys.
As a demand, I tell you, noodles got Vienna. Dog, I've never seen it so dark in my life.
That's giving.
But anyway, yeah.
What's up? As he started looking into phone, what's up there?
No, I'm saying, living with you, me within family. Like black tax.
Yeah, that one is.
Let me start.
That one is complicated.
You know, my dad asked me for money, but I think it's a joke.
It's a test.
Like, he'll be like, yo, yeah, I think he thinks I'm broke.
It's the Matrix. It's not the test that you think it is. It's coming from a place of worry. So he wants to see if you actually have it. I realized this a long time ago. My mom would ask for money. My mom earns more than me.
Yeah.
Why is she asking for money? She's trying to gauge if you have 5 clip on the 27th of the month. And if you don't, it's a cause of concern. Why is your money not lasting you till the month end? What are you doing that you're not supposed to be doing? Because the thing is, I would imagine if you are a parent,
yeah,
you want to know if your son decides to go spread his wings or your daughter decides to go spread their wings.
Yeah.
They can do so. So sometimes it's not, your dad doesn't need 5 clip, dog. Trust me. The bank is willing to give him more.
they already have.
But I would imagine you worry about your kids. Is he good? Is he not blacklisted?
You can't check that from 5 clip.
Yeah, now we can accumulate our own debts.
Yeah,
very easy. There's nothing a 3-month bank statement can solve, dog.
Easy.
You want shoes? Ads.
And a payslip.
You want shoes? Payslip, 3 months bank statement.
You can buy
it. You want a phone? 3 months bank statement.
You want a house?
3 months, 6 months bank statement.
Three.
You can get away with crime.
That's crazy.
But I don't know. I come from a place of privilege. I'm very fortunate in the sense that when I did leave home, I left them fairly comfortably.
Yeah.
So I didn't have the need to say, oh, here's 2K, here's 1K. I did it for the first few months.
Yeah.
And I realized that, ah, you guys will survive without it. The weird part comes in the extended realm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when the homies say, "Hey, yo, you got yourself a,
you got yourself a new rim,
17 inches
So now you look like you're cozy,
So the tricky part is there, but
and you live in Centurion.
If anything, you're a millionaire, in my opinion.
But thing is, you know what's crazy? What people don't never factor in, everything that you see that justifies me having money, I'm spending money on.
Money has everything
you
see is money out.
Money out. So it doesn't, but I don't know, there's a weird expectations people will have.
I mean, yeah.
That's fair. But the sooner you say I don't have it, the better.
I've realized, that is one thing I've realized. Say you don't have. And more especially, because like I said, you can only have enough for it. Because, Joe, I'm not going to, for me, for example, engineering degree was not easy, dog. Yeah, I had to struggle.
Trust
for
me,
that
I know, I dropped out.
If anybody relates.
I dropped out.
It wasn't easy. And there were certain things when I was going through that struggle, I thought to myself, yo, I wish I had this. I wish I had that. I wish I could buy a flagship phone because that's what I like.
We used to dream and literally plan our salaries, remember?
Yeah.
We used to plan our future salaries.
And I get to a point where now I'm making a little bit of change. And the first thing I think is all these things that I've been dreaming about. And immediately when I get them, it doesn't mean I have money. It only means I have money to take care of my dreams. Any more than that is a plus. It's a bonus. Like, in family, there's obviously certain things. Like, for example, for me, I have siblings.
Yeah.
I'm one of five.
Yeah.
And I have younger siblings at that. I know, Hore, for them, tritliba, whatever, goes a long way.
It does.
It goes a long way. So
even tritliba, tritliba, right now.
I know my little sister likes doing her nails, her hair, whatever she likes doing. Ah, joga mo bech, amana ko ha, mfana ka gaito rata di gaming, amo bech. Those kind of things, there's definitely room for that.
Yeah.
Like, what's kaba ngami. Don't be excessive.
I'm not going to pay your rent, dog.
Yeah, no, I'm not definitely not paying your rent. And I definitely don't have 2.5 in kakadi 17 in the month. Yeah, I will pay something. I can't do that. But the little
also
things,
yourself,
I can,
if you don't have it, why would I have it?
I'm first done.
Make it clap. Make it clap.
Yeah, make it clap. Because you're performing.
That's what I was fighting.
For buddy's keys.
All right, make it clap.
Yeah, make it clap.
But yeah, it's complicated. Like, and it comes back to that whole communication chat we were having earlier. When some things I don't feel the need to say. Like, kopelo nahan, please apply a little bit of logic.
Use your big boy brain.
Come on. It doesn't take too much effort.
Yeah, true.
If more people were cognizant.
You were going to say that.
Couldn't help it.
Consider it.
Just be aware, be there, be present. Notice that, especially Montanani Dilo.
Yeah.
Colleagues installment, then Anamaba, Kainandi Flopo, Scampozorcola, the Gokai,
24 Ren,
Scampozorcola, the Gokai, and then Hikabalabalon Pozigging Army. Aginam, Akanaza, Kanton, who's Nayona? Why can't I not have it?
Yeah.
So I'm living within my means.
I think family is the trickiest part of all those friends, relationships, and the family thing. Oh, homies are entitled.
I learned at a young age, always say no. No matter how many no's,
you better off.
It's a slippery slope.
Because once you say yes, that person is your problem. It goes from 5 rand to 10 rand to I need a new phone, my screen broke.
Kuma just got born.
Yeah, I need that. Yo. The palagi school fees for the first 6 months.
What must I
do?
Yo, complicated, the dog. Yo, complicated. Mara, I think at the end of the day, like as far as living within your means goes, and across all the different topics that we've spoken, like we've touched on, it is always good to self-evaluate. You need to know what you need for yourself. And I believe that once you understand that, you can understand what your means are,
yeah.
what you are keep. Because the first person you should be able to take care of is yourself.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Without a doubt. You shouldn't have to think twice about that.
Yeah.
And once, only after you can do that, then father stretch my hand. Then you can maybe try to hug a part of the block.
Yeah.
But until then, right, whether it comes to friendships and expectations, whether it comes to relationships, whether it comes to family, if you don't know what you need from what you make, you can't do anything. If anything, you're causing yourself a lot of stress.
Facts. Now, on that note, guys, I just want to say thank you for listening to this podcast. That was beautiful. Shout out to Primetime Lucas. Shout out to Clarity 2.0. I think that was a good
shout
one.
Out to you.
Shout out to you. Also, guys, please fight us in the comment section. You guys fought us about marriage. Fight us about what Lucas was saying. Lucas had many opinions today. Clarity and I were just laughing. I love you guys.
Give it's me
to you. Oh, yeah, don't, if you want to give us 5 stars.
Hey, yeah, and follow me. We still want
still to 10K. After 5 years of YouTube.
No. He doesn't want to.
You don't deserve it.
You don't want to follow me.
After the game from Jolo. After the sit down. Guys, don't follow 32.9. Follow Prime Time Lucas. He's actually posting.
Hey, shout out.
It's you.